You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 33, You Are Energy, Part 2. In our previous episode, we began talking about how you are energy and how there are several ways you can recharge yourself. As humans, we predominantly use food for this purpose, but our food choices are not the best sources of energy. There are others that are more powerful and life-sustaining. About 8 years ago, Spirit began to give me information on energy sources that we need to begin to tap into in order to increase the vitality of our mind and body. And since then, more has been revealed to me concerning this. My background in holistic medicine has benefited me greatly in understanding many of the health benefits gained from this advice. My natural health practice at that time put me in the perfect position to share this beneficial information with others. I have to say that I always implement new information in my own life first, and then if it works for me, I will share with others. It's because of the guidance from Spirit that my life keeps getting better and better, and I love watching those around me benefit from the information as well. I intend to share what I have learned with you. This information will help you to rejuvenate your spirit, heal your body, and bring balance to your mind in order for you to reclaim your life. If you're ready for a healing, then you will receive this information with an open heart. And that may be the reason why you were led to this podcast. The information I'm going to share with you has the power to transform your life, so please don't take it lightly. In my book, Doors of Light, is where I begin to impart much of the wisdom of Spirit with you. And in the podcast is where I'm able to go into more detail on these subjects. The book will get you started, and the podcast will help you continue to grow. In the last episode, we talked briefly about aging and illness and the fact that energy does not experience these things. So why do we? First of all, we believe in aging. And this is one of the biggest reasons why humans experience this phenomenon. The belief is deep-rooted and reinforced throughout society. What we call aging is also a product of chronic malnutrition, dehydration, and poisoning. The foods that we consume have a certain vibration, and so do the thoughts that we think. All of these things play a part in the manifestation of our bodies and health. So let's review a few things here. In previous episodes, we've discussed the need for you to take control of your thoughts, to focus more on the positive and on what you want as opposed to the negative, because it's through your dominant thoughts that you create your body and the circumstances of your life. This is very important because it is the first step to recharging yourself mentally. Positive thoughts carry a high frequency or voltage, and negative thoughts carry low frequencies and deplete your body of voltage, as well as rob you of much needed nutrition. Negative thoughts literally act as a poison in your system, and they build up over time. So now we begin the discussion of energy as voltage and frequencies in the body, and how nutrients and thoughts are made up of these. We're not going to go into great depth on this subject right now because it is quite intense, but over time, we'll dive deeper into each area that we talk about. I will also direct you to other books and resources that you can study in more detail on these subjects. They will be listed on the website at awakenthehealing.com. Now, in Chapter 11, Allow Yourself to Receive, we begin talking about the internal light meditation. This meditation is a powerful tool that will help you learn how to tap into your inner well of energy. You are capable of producing all the energy that you will ever need, and then some. There is a power source that dwells within you, and through the internal light meditation, you will begin to reconnect to this source of power. This is source energy, the same force that flows through and gives life to everything in our universe. I apologize that we don't have time to go through the meditation step by step on the podcast, because to walk through it would take up too much time. So it's important that you get the book if you're interested in learning the meditation. It will walk you through the meditation as well as guide you through the next step. Don't be fooled by the simplicity of it. Be sure to follow it step by step, just as Spirit has given it to us. What appears to be simple is very powerful. I will share some things with you at a later time that I have experienced and continue to experience as a result of doing these meditations daily. It is very powerful and continues to grow over time. You'll want to be able to refer back to the book, I guarantee you, as time goes on, because it will help you understand some of the challenges that you'll face in your growth process. Spirit has given us the internal light meditation because it is a way for us to rebuild our internal light connections. These light connections are not visible to the naked eye, but can be seen with the proper equipment. Just like the light that all living cells give off, these connections are very real. We are energetic beings made of pure light. Light is what makes up our cells, and light is what heals our cells. Light medicine is our future, and it's already being used and experimented on in many places in the world. This is really what healers do. They share their light with you. And there are more ways to use light to bring balance and healing to the mind and body. This is a very deep subject, and it will take time to go into depth on each of these concepts. So we're just starting to scratch the surface here. One of the most powerful ways for you to begin to recharge your body and your mind is by practicing the internal light meditation. You are an energetic being made of pure light, and this has already been confirmed through quantum physics. Now, it's true that we are light beings, but it's like someone has unplugged us from our energy source. Our light is not very bright at all. We are not tapping into the potential power that we hold. This is why we're suffering from so many things and experiencing illness and aging. Our energy is weak, and we've forgotten how to recharge ourselves and tap into the source of energy that dwells within us. Spirit says we can compare our condition to a beautiful old palace that once shined brightly from within. But this palace has been allowed to deteriorate, somewhat like the pyramids. The internal electrical circuits need to be rerun throughout the building. You can't expect the lights to just come on by turning on the power from the outside grid. The deterioration has caused too much damage to the internal circuitry. You will need to rewire the building from the inside first, then reconnect it to the main power source again. This is what we must do with our bodies. We must rebuild the light connections within us in order to reconnect to source. This is what the internal light meditation helps us do. We will turn our power back on. And the main source of internal energy comes through your heart. The meditation will rejuvenate the strength of your heart. Your heart consciousness is what is still asleep. It must be awakened within us. The heart is far more than just a muscle that pumps blood. It is the seat of your higher consciousness. The meditation will help you begin to tap into this once again. When the body is properly cared for and not in a poisonous state, it is a self-sustaining power plant, and your heart is the largest producer of power. Your heart generates the largest electromagnetic field in the body. It is 60 times stronger than the brain. The heart produces enough power in 1 hour to lift 2,000 pounds, 3 feet off the ground. The source of your heartbeat is in the heart, not in the brain. This is very significant. Now, what does all this mean for you as an energetic being? It means that your heart is your source of energy. The heart is your internal well. It connects you to your spiritual self by tapping into source energy. If you know what the heart needs in order to revive itself, you will then also tap into a constant state of rejuvenation for your body and mind. Your heart is the manifestation of your spirit. It is the seat of your higher consciousness. It is the physical doorway that connects you to all that is. This is where you begin to tap into your greatness. We'll finish our discussion in part three. Please tune in to find out what else you need to do in order to rejuvenate your mind and body. Thank you again for taking time to listen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.